Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Drop dead, poke body, love pink, red bombshell, Duke's on my bottom, red long hair, sex simple, should be on Jimmy Kimmel, body chain my name, Prince simple, in the club, with the D-boy, E-class, put the P-boy, do a suicide, A-O-D, I'm a knockout, K-O-D, baby on the sheet, toilet stop, dude, and I don't sing, I'm a showstopper. Pretty girl rock, call it Carrie Hilton. Pretty girl rock, call it Carrie Hilton. Fountain blue, we don't do the Hilton. Pretty girl brief, bitch, I'm a Brazilian. I'm Holly Hood, arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe, Diva, take a pic, such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe, oh, I'm going blonde, I think I'm Marilyn. So I bought my Marilyn. Sexy me, friend requests keep blowing up. Paparazzi snap it while my dress keep blowing up. Shake my jelly, French man in panties. Taking man into the game, looking great in panties. Had a 20, since I was 13. Now I'm 20, got them boys all thirsty. Where you cook, hold it up. It's toast to the bread that they throwing up. He say I'm the greatest of all time. He say I'm the finest of all fine. Got male groupies who say she all mine. Got male groupies who say she all mine. These ain't Giuseppe, that's what I call blind. You getting more paper than me, that's what I call line. I'm Holly Hood, arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe. The money fast, cause she shoot the ass slow. She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
Bet I be the best dressed when we get to the club. Black shades on my eyes, you can't even see her. Now you see me on your iPad, holding Brie up. Why you showing all your homies like, damn, you see her? I'm Holly Hood, arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe, Diva, take a pic, such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe, oh.
Well, all right then. It is Hot Sugar. I am your boy, Evan Hollywood Clark. Welcome to another Hot Sugar show. It is Saturday, April something, 18th, I think, 2015. It is Hot Sugar, the most reckless radio show on digital media. We bring you porn news, Twitter rants, Instagram beef, celebrity, reality TV, the top news and all that. Check us out on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. Let's see who we got in the sugar dish tonight. I know Ms. Ari Good will be around. I expect Miss O.D. I expect Endaya, probably late, but let's see. Who we got? Who's out there? Ari's coming. Endaya's coming. Who I got out there right now? Who's on? Endaya's on. Ari's on. Who? Yeah, you. Who are you?
Oh, I didn't know you were talking to me.
No, of course I'm talking to you. Miss Ari Good is with us this week. After having off
it
last
took
week.
A minute for my brain to kick in. I was like, oh, wait, I'm on?
And so thank you for joining us again. We missed you last week. You're always But when you come, it seems like you pick the right weeks, because when you come back, that's where everything is popping off. And we have to go.
Of course.
Oh, my God, it's 11:05. Oh, go ahead, Ari.
It's never a coincidence. I purposely, plant mischief and mayhem throughout the industry just so that way, the weeks that I'm on, it's good.
weeks and on. And you being in the business that you're in, I got to ask you a couple of questions, because I got to find out, the real ballistics, because everybody lies. Okay, men lie,
uh-huh.
Women lie, numbers don't. I just got to ask you a couple of questions, but my God, I'm going to probably fall out and faint. It's 11:05, and Miss O.D. is here, everyone. At not on color people
it.
Time today.
I made it. Kind of, sort of.
So Ari Good is there. Ari and Miss O.D. say hello. You are both on today.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
And we're going to see. We're waiting on Endaya. We also have to address the craziness that happened on the Thursday show and missing. Oh, Jesus. I don't know whether y'all heard about it. Well, Miss O.D. didn't, because she's never on Twitter. But the Thursday show, that we have Truth Front and Back, and they got reckless, her and a guest.
No.
Got into it.
You're
kidding me. My God, it was classic in there. Her and a guest got into it. It was just so classic.
That happened because India going back and forth with guests, normally she tries to maintain her composure, so it had to be something good.
Yeah, it was something good. She tried. She said to not, get ghetto, but it went there. And it went there real quick. As Johnny Blaze said, 0 to 100 real quick. It got there real quick. We're going to be talking about Johnny Blaze, too. She's been in the news all week long as we go. So everyone can follow along with the things we're talking about. We have it on our Instagram, which is IG_hotsugar. And we got a shout-out from Famalis, which is one of the premier celebrity gossip blogs now on. Celebrity gossip blogs are now, Instagram is now taking over that. They're now now they're on Instagram. So people aren't even making blog sites anymore. So if you make money doing your blog sites, you probably might as well get ready to suck up them last couple of months of money, because sooner or later these people that are doing it on Instagram, and now people are starting to get advertisement for Instagram. It's crazy. Happening. So, but we did get a shout out from the Famalis, which is one of the premier celebrity gossip accounts. I can't even say blogs. Accounts on Instagram. Yeah, so Johnny Blaze is in the news. Yeah, it's crazy. Johnny Blaze is in the news. Chris Brown's in the news again. Who else is in the news? Oh, Aaron Hernandez. We're going to talk about him.
Fucking narcissist.
Since that's the more serious of the stuff. But what we found out, and Aaron, we'll start off with Aaron Hernandez. We found out what we pretty much thought we knew or didn't know, because I'm going to state my case on this, and I know a lot of people went against me during the week. But I want to start off by saying, of course, we know Aaron Hernandez, who was the football player for the New England Patriots. He got sentenced to first-degree murder, which is pretty much life without parole. But now, as much as I believe Aaron Hernandez is guilty of sin, usually with a high-profile person, if you don't have an eyewitness or if you don't have a smoking gun, which they did not have, you usually don't get first-degree murder.
Nope.
And I want to see how you felt about the way that whole thing played out, and how and even the jurors, after the showed their face, did interviews. I'm like, wow, this is a bold-ass jury. And we all know that he's supposed to be gang-affiliated. For them to be showing their face and saying that's right, without without a smoking. Were you surprised, Ari? Because I was a little surprised. Even though I believe he's guilty, I was a little surprised.
No, I mean, I'm from Boston, so it's like Patriots Nation all the freaking way, even though everybody's completely disowned that fucking psychopath. But I'm not surprised. And honestly, and I made a post about this during the week, I've had personal experience with his legal team, his defense. So
really?
Like once, yes. So, you know, that those attorneys have made a lot of money off of very close family and friends of mine. So as soon as you see their names come up, oh, we already know the game they're playing. So, of course, you hire that team just so you don't do life in prison. Now, the reality is, did they give him life in prison? Yes. But he has a shitload of money to go back for an appeal, and his attorneys are good at winning appeals and getting you shorter terms, because the reality is he didn't kill babies. He didn't do nothing. It's very sad, and the neighborhood in which that family's from, everybody knows them, so it was kind of like a personal thing. But the reality
right.
is his bankroll is going to he's going to do time, but he ain't doing life. That's for damn sure, and I knew that was a fact as soon as they said who his legal counsel was.
Wow. Okay.
He won't.
Ms. O.D., surprised at the verdict?
I'm not surprised, only because I feel like they feel they finally had a chance to make an example out of a celebrity. We're going to show the world that he's not going to get off easy, regardless of if he warrants the sentence we're giving him. We need to make
right.
an example out of him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not shocked.
And the reality is, he ain't Tom Brady. Like, he got arrested. He just started making a name for himself. He was just starting to, like, really build his buzz. Now, if this was Tom Brady, it'd be a whole different story. Like,
right.
But, you know, this kid is almost kind of one of those things where he was just getting a big enough buzz. So it's like, oh, no, we're going to stick it to him. But at the end of the day, nobody from New England's going to come rallying, to defend him.
Absolutely. If that,
Tom Brady could fucking kill a shelter full of puppies and babies, and people would be like, you know what? We already got enough puppies and babies in the world.
Right. You can't have Tom Brady go to jail. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny it doesn't always mean just because you have money. You have to have money and status.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, a lot of people say, he's going to get off because he has money. But no, you're absolutely right. Ray Carew also had money, you know, but he went up for killing his girlfriend. He got murder. Ray Lewis had money and status. He got nothing. I mean, so that's absolutely correct. Not just money. So y'all don't think just because y'all go out and do something, oh, I got money, I'll get off. You have to have money and status. Real quickly, his mom, Odin Lloyd's mom took the stand, and I'm gonna put you guys, and I can't put you guys in her shoes, but of course she is a Christian woman, and she went up on the podium with Aaron Hernandez sitting about 5 feet away from her after they had already given him a sentence, and she said pretty much, I've already forgiven everyone who had took a part in my son's death, and I just hope that the media and everyone else will find it in their heart to forgive them also one day. And I think her saying that just showed a level of decency that, I'm sorry, I would not have in my body.
Absolutely.
I mean,
but you know what the reality is? The reality is, again, this is not a Boston Marathon bombing situation. Don't nobody
right.
give a fuck. I hate to say it, but this was a tragedy that impacted one family from one
right.
neighborhood in one area of Boston, and it's fucking tragic, but you got black men fucking dropping dead on the streets of Boston day in and day out. The only issue is it was a fucking, professional football player that killed this one. So it's one of those
right.
things where you have so much empathy because no parent wants to bury their child, especially at the hands of something where you find out that the person who was behind it almost had like this narcissistic, I am God, King of New York kind of
Absolutely.
Fucking mentality, where it's like, Aaron Hernandez, he should have been locked up years ago. His rap sheet, but you know what, motherfucker was good, and everybody that was invested in him kept pushing and clearing shit out of his way. So you know what, kind of like, you know, Suge Knight and all that other shit, you know,
right.
Karma comes back to get you, and the ghost of your past will keep coming back until your ass is either in the ground or behind bars. So it's tragic, but besides that, the family and friends of that guy's family, nobody's hearts in Boston is breaking. You still got motherfuckers protesting the bombing in the Boston Marathon on trial, trying to decide if that kid's going to get life or death. So it's one of those
right.
things where I genuinely hope that his mother, his sisters, his wife or girlfriend, their friends, their immediate friends and family find peace with this. But this wasn't a major tragedy for us. It really wasn't. It's sad,
wow.
but it's not something that I'm going to lose sleep over.
Miss O.D., could you forgive the person that killed your child?
Might not never.
We'll be sending Miss O.D. Canteen money, boy.
Listen, y'all would have to bail my ass out. Police wouldn't even get to that boy.
Oh, man, we hope that. And you know, again, I said that I believed, yes, I believe he was guilty. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
Just like I believe Casey Anthony was guilty and she did no time. Just like I believe that O.J. Simpson was guilty of something, I really to this day still can't say that O.J. Simpson killed those two people with his hands, but I know O.J. Simpson had something to do with those two people dying. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on whether a 57-year-old with shot knees and arthritis could kill a 24-year-old personal trainer. And well, I just can't see O.J. Simpson being able to do that,
That's that karma shit that Ari's talking about. Now, his ass was supposed to have been locked up for that, but here he go getting locked up for some bullshit with his plate.
Like stealing his own shit.
His Hall of Fame shit. What the fuck? You went in there to steal your own shit? Is that how that went?
Mm-hmm.
He went to steal the stuff
yep.
That they had taken from him during the civil suit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I mean, with you know, both situations with Aaron Hernandez, I'm glad his crazy ass is off the street because that motherfucker would have kept going and would have been like the next Jack the Ripper or some shit.
He really acted as though he was never going to get caught.
And the crazy thing is, you know he didn't give a fuck about a stranger if you killed your fiance's sister's husband. Nigga, what? What happened to Thanksgiving dinners and playing and laughing and shit? All because, you know, you thought he was friends and associating with some people you didn't like? Nigga, what the fuck? No, he was crazy. He needs to be under fucking Walpole.
Yeah. That bitch nigga needs to be in the penitentiary where he belongs. So, uh-huh. Aaron, you know, you killed one too many people. You act, you know. Now I just
and
see
it's
that.
A waste,
I just
that
can't really see that smirk. Right, I can't see that smirk being on your face that you had that little smug look for too much longer when your girlfriend Bubba gets a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Obesity Action Coalition, which is the OAC, coming for ESPN reporter Britt McHenry. This is a white female. She was caught on video.
That kind of bitch.
Yeah, did you see that, Ari? She was caught on video.
I think
calling somebody fat. I think she said
so fucking disgusted. And she was like, "Oh, honey, I'm a reporter. I'm on TV." Like, it's like, bitch, you do ESPN local. You ain't national. Sit down. Go from there.
And she got caught on, and I think the video went viral. And then the Obesity Coalition, they want her fired. For her saying, I think she told, it was a trucking, I think it was a car man got towed or something. And then
mm-hmm.
she had said, oh, you know, I guess if I get no teeth and be fat and no teeth, maybe I can get a job here or something to that aspect. And then said, you know, try losing some weight or something like that. So they caught.
Yeah, she was like, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Like,
no. I had never heard of it until now.
Thank you.
So,
fucking bitch.
But do you think it for her saying that, being caught in that moment, do you think she should lose her job?
I don't
lose her job. That's kind of strong.
That's a bit drastic. I mean, damn, her job, her livelihood, the way she pays
right.
her bills. I mean, maybe
just by calling somebody a fat bitch. I mean, you know that.
I mean, well, no, you definitely reprimand her some way, but not her job. Like, damn.
Well, no, but you know what it is? She's like that whole thing, representation of that company, of ESPN,
right.
of all their affiliates, all this other stuff. So, she could be a day in and day out, but it's like when you're on that camera, you're supposed to be Mother Teresa. So it's like she is showing people who she is when she's not kikiing and acting like just she's so knowledgeable about the sports and athletes. She's showing her true colors. So it's like if it comes down to if there's a big enough protest and sponsors are like, listen, you know, this bitch is having our customers talking about they're going to boycott us because she wants to have a hissy fit because she got her car towed, she got to
right.
go. You know, so I honestly, if it starts messing with the corporate bankroll, she got to go.
Mm. Wow.
And make her do fucking community service at Jenny Craig or some shit.
I feel like that's a bit harsh.
Ms. O, do you disagree?
Yeah, I feel like that's a bit harsh. Like, she can't issue a statement like everybody else who raping bitches and shit issue out
Facebook. She did. She issued a statement on Twitter, but people are saying that's not good enough.
What else you need blood? You need blood? I mean, damn, she called a couple people fat. I mean, shit, get over it.
But,
the world,
you know, her whole rant made me kind of cringe, though, because she was just, you know what it is? I think personally, being in my line of work, I am just tired of overprivileged white women. And when I watched her give that rant in the state that America's in right now, she was so... had this air of entitlement and do you know who I am or this, that, and the other. Like, I guarantee if she was one of those black ESPN reporters, she'd be considered a black woman snapped, gone crazy, this, that, and the other. But because she's blonde hair, blue eyes, petite little thing, it's like, oh, no, she just had a bad day. Let her name have been fucking Regina, and I guarantee her ass would have been put back to the fucking fact-finding desk or some shit. And that I think that's why I'm just like, you know what? Treat her like you would treat my fucking black ass if that was me, goddammit.
My name was Regina. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to go to some announcements. We're going to come back because we got to go through the hot sugar for the week and all of the celebrity news and truths. We got to talk about Drake and this whole Madonna thing that he got himself into where the media so-called caught a bad. And from Drake saying they took one freeze. What's that thing? Screen capture and turn the whole great thing into a lie.
I don't care what the fuck he says about that shit. That nigga wanted to throw the fuck up.
You could see it all in his face.
He wanted to throw the fuck up and he caught himself and realized he was being recorded and tried to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't care what nobody says. When you kiss somebody, your face don't look like you ready to upchuck in the back of your neck. That's not what
happened.
He sure enough did.
He
sure enough did, boy.
So we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna also
that was at Illuminati kiss, boy. What's the dog fucking coming down on stage? I don't know what the fuck.
Maybe he felt it.
Test,
maybe that's what he felt. We're gonna go to some announcements late on that.
Nah,
when we come
that
back,
that confirmation. That was
hold that because we come back. We're gonna talk about that. We're going to talk about the is Meek Mills and Nicki Minaj, are they or are they not engaged? Like, everyone was saying yes, but Nicki Minaj's mom had something different to say. So we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Dollhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artist and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest host. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the best in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. or purchase one of our promo packages on the Dollhouse Radio website to get guaranteed airplay, guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed video features. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? Got a hot show concept? Email DollhouseRadio@gmail.com and you might be the next show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
After four or five bottles of that bub, yeah, we making love like Usher in the club. Come on. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have on a baby in the VIP. Let's go. We busting champagne corks in the air. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yes,
all days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor, stepping with a very freaky girl. Pop a champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my final. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politicking with a model body looking like a bottle. Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on jeans. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline, to blame it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, two hands up in the back of the VIP playing two hand touch. Bottle after bottle, it's on, and I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Got the champagne, the coffee, Patron, taking shots till it's gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. I'm drinking dark liquor tonight, all my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight, we get right. We gon' party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl, back that ass up. Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, kicking off like NASA.
Yo.
Smoking on homegrown fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska. Storybook finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash.
Yo.
I'm in the club like 50 Cent, getting big. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Whole damn club on fire.
Welcome back. It is Hot Sugar. I'm your host, Evan Hollywood. I got people in the Sugar Disc. It's Ari Good. Miss OD. Thank you, Angela, for those announcements after she seduced everybody with them damn Dollhouse Radio
Jesus
announcements.
Jesus Christ.
That was Low Party to the Lights Come On. That's my boy. Okay. Kanye and Kim Kardashian. Well, Kanye and Kim, I wanted to get you guys response to this. It's funny. The more and more hate that comes their way, you keep waiting for that, for the slipper to drop, for someone to finally say, you know, for all the people who dislike Kanye and Kim, for them to finally say, good, okay, they're finally, you know, finally starting to play out. Well, they were just both, as much hate as everyone says, these are the only two people who, they were on the so I saw a little poll on TMZ. They were two of the top five hated personalities of the year, yet and still they were voted on by Time Magazine as two of the most 100 influential people in the world.
Uh-huh.
Comments?
I guess it makes sense to some extent.
Okay. And how is that?
I mean, that's one of those hate to love them type of things, you know? Everybody want to look like Kim Kardashian. Everybody want to dress like Kanye. They buy them ugly-ass fucking sneakers. I mean, you hate them, but you still want to look like them and be like them and make their kind of money. That makes sense.
Uh-huh. I agree.
So you think that's what it is? Because, you know, you would think as much hate, as you see, I don't think I see two more, and I'm on the net all day, okay? I don't think that I see two more maligned people in the industry than Kanye can. I mean, no matter what they do, I don't see any two people being disrespected as much and on a daily basis as Kanye and Kim. But how are they influential if everyone so-called hates them?
Because
I don't
want to
be like nobody that I don't like. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to be
like someone
I don't
like. We got to think about who's saying they don't like them, because you have teenage girls that will watch 72-hour marathons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians just to try to mimic them and all this other stuff. So you really have to think about the demographic. Are people over, say, 25 to fucking, you know, people over the age of 25 are like, are you kidding me? We're still on this? But then you got to think about E keeps flooding the market with that shit. So it's like you have newer gen. They're like the fucking Olsen twins. They're never going to get old and die because they're always pumping out all their old shit to keep new fans coming along. So that's what that is. You have girls growing up every day not really knowing why Kim Kardashian is famous, but they just see her on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They see her posing and her selfies and all this other stuff and want to look like her. They want the extensions. They want the lips. They want the butt. So, I mean, it's more so about the numbers. If by posting pictures of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West didn't get you clicks on your blog or your website or people buying your magazine, people would stop. But the reality is they're bringing in numbers, so they have great influence because people are still buying, clicking, and talking about them.
Sure.
You know, they're very influential. Good, bad, or ugly. Good, bad, or fucking ugly.
Totally agree. Speaking of Kardashians, if you had a chance to, I'm going to ask both you girls, the three Kardashian girls, I guess I'll say Kardashian / Jenner. So it's actually four. The four Kardashian / Jenner girls are rumored to be on this year's, and it's a well-known list, the Maxim Power 100 or Top 100. It's been going for years. And this, which is the top 100, the 100 hottest women in the entertainment world or what have you. And it, for the first time, four sisters, Khloe, Kim, Kendall, and Kylie, is going to be on the list. Now, I don't know how I feel about putting Kylie on that list at 17 years of age, but if you had to take one off that list, in your opinion, who's coming off? Kim, Kendall, Kylie, and Khloe. And tell me why.
Oh, they're all the fucking same to me. I guess I'd have to reverse the question and say, out of all of them, if I had to put one on the list, who would it be? And it would be Khloe, because that bitch went from an ugly duckling to ruling her fucking world overnight. So I would say put her on the list.
Miss
yeah,
O'D, who are you taking off the list? So Ari has Khloe on. Who do you have on?
I'm taking Kim off, and I'm replacing her with Courtney. I don't know how the fuck Courtney didn't make that, because she does all the hard work for all the businesses that they all own. So I don't know how she didn't get up on there. But, I mean, I'll give it to Kylie, because she's doing her little thing with the little hair extensions and whatnot.
Right.
She's trying to make her own name. And Kendall's just working her little ass off.
Right.
So,
well, I think with the Maxim, well, this is the thing. I think with the Maxim list, they go more upon just the way they look, because it's a Hot 100 list. So it's like the 100 hottest women, and this is going to be a first time that, you know, any more than two sisters, you know, made the list at the same time. So it's going to be four, you know, four of them. The last time it was done was Paris and Nikki Hilton made at the same time. I believe that was the only other time it was done.
Yeah, but what does this mean? It's not like, but seriously, what is the weight of that? It's not like, the first black fucking astronaut or, you know, brain surgeon or some shit. Like, who the fuck is going to remember this shit in 10 years?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. They are dedicated Maxim readers, and trust me, I'm not a Maxim reader. I actually only buy one Maxim. Well, now it's online, so really I don't buy it anymore. But I used to only buy one magazine of Maxim per year, and that was this issue, just to look in and see who was on the Hot 100. So other than that, I've never bought another Maxim. I believe no, that's a lie. I believe I bought the one with Vita Guerrero on the cover. So, but other than that, that people actually buy the Maxim or look online for this one particular issue. Nothing life changing, but it's just fun. Like people like to see the most beautiful people on People magazine.
According to who?
As far as who picks it, I guess I'm sure they send out your.
You go on their website and then you vote. You got to think about it. It's young fucking college boys, little boys that fucking sneak on Maxim when their parents aren't looking, and married fucking men whose wives no longer look like they did when they married them and are just trying to beat their dick to somebody who they'll never ever have a chance with in life. Those are the people dictating who is considered the most attractive, most beautiful woman in the world. And it's always the same motherfuckers. They may shake the bag up, but it's always the same fucking bitches that go for about a decade until new ones come out. It's the same shit. Whatever.
So, Ms. O.D., you didn't have, before we move on, you didn't answer. Who's coming off the list?
I mean, if we're just going off of their looks, then I guess Chloe's going to have to come off.
She's like,
no, she's one of my favorite surgery money.
She's paying her ass is huge. Shit, she's
definitely
putting
better
her money
than
to
she
use.
Was before. But out of all of them, I think I love her to death, and oh my gosh, she's pretty in her own way. But she just reminds me, like, I just think of Chewbacca. Every time I see her, I think Chewbacca.
Chewbacca, oh, you're so mean. Let's move on.
I
think NJ is here.
I say that with love.
My God. I think Nday is here. Let me get her on as Blog Talk continues to lag. Okay, she was on, but now she isn't. She'll come back. Okay. So, during the week, Nicki Minaj posted a picture, and we have it on the IG on the Hot Sugar Instagram. Nicki Minaj had been posting pictures of her in her new boo thing, Meek Mill. Now, she posted a picture, and then those little emotion things or whatever that they added now, mojolies or whatever they're called.
Emoji,
whatever the hell. They added one, and then she put one of those up that was a diamond ring, and then she said, pictures to come later. So later on that day, she's showing a picture of what looked to be, a diamond engagement ring or what have you. She didn't say anything with the post, but she did put it up there. And everyone, of course, in the media took that to be as it's her and Meek Mill's getting engaged. Then there were people on her page saying congratulations, which she never denied or said, that's not true or it's just a ring, what have you. But so she's running with the idea of everyone believing that they got engaged. Nicki Minaj's mom, now here she comes out of woodworks. Nicki looks just like her mother too. I'm gonna be honest with you. Nicki Minaj's mom came out and said that is not an engagement ring. She spoke to Nicki, and Nicki said that her and Meek Mill is not engaged. What I want to ask you is this: let's say Meek Mill is Nicki Minaj's guy. Do you think this is good for Nicki's, won't hurt Nicki's career, will help Nicki's career, or it won't matter?
She got so much money now, that shit don't even matter. Facts. It don't even
matter.
It can't harm her or make her better. She does what she's going to do on her own. She don't need a nigga to do it for her.
Mm-hmm. It's not like when J-Lo just finished playing Selena and then Diddy caught a fucking gun charge and it's like, whoa, 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 this bitch is about to blow. We got to separate some shit. Like,
right.
Mickey already made it past it, you know, it's coming back
so
around just because the industry's wide
herself.
Open.
She's made her mark.
Mm-hmm. I think I hear what you both have said. I think I might disagree, and I'll tell you why. I think I may disagree on the fact of that, as I don't think it would hurt her with black people at all, because black people love Meek Mills, okay? And dudes in the streets love Meek
Mills. No, listen, I know what you're about to say, and it ain't going to hurt her with white people either, because you go to them fucking concerts, it'd be nothing but white fucking boys and girls screaming, talking about, my friend is knocking down the door, well, she's screaming out, I'm coming. I was like, okay, I'm in the wrong fucking building, okay. So, no, it ain't going to hurt her with someone.
Those same people was riding out with her when she was with SB. It really don't even matter.
Right. Well, SB like been there forever though. He was like really a non-factor. You know, Meek Mills is a little, you know, he's a little out there for, you know. I'm not talking about the white people who are the wiggers, so to speak. But you know, she ain't bringing Meek Mills with her to no business meeting. You know, she could bring SB to, but she's not bringing Meek Mills.
That nigga, he's always in court. He got sued. She'll dress him up. He'll sit there and be quiet. That's the same way Alicia Keys elevated Swiss Beats. Don't nobody get, like, when Reebok brought Swiss Beats back to supposedly rejuvenate the Reebok brand. What the fuck was he going to do? The only reason why that nigga's relevant now is because of who his wife is. Wasn't nobody trying to bring his ass to meetings before? When you see her with Clive Davis, fucking Swiss Beats is falling behind like a little kid or standing closely next to her in a suit, shutting the fuck up. Meek will do the same damn thing.
We'll see.
Preach on, girl. Preach on.
I'm going on record as saying I totally disagree. Okay, so now, I knew this, I'm surprised this even took so long. I knew this was coming. Ray J done got a hold of Amber Rose. I'm surprised
Jesus.
It even took this damn long.
they say
on TMZ, no matter where you are in your career, if you're on your way up or if you're on your way down, you're going to fuck Ray J. So they said Ray J gets him either if you're on your way up or on your way down. If he misses you on your way up, he'll catch your ass on your way down.
Mm-hmm.
The dirt. When you're on your way down to rock bottom, you stop by Ray J's dick on the way down.
I gotta say, his timing is impeccable. I mean, he's like a nigga waiting to get in a double dutch. Like, wait for it.
Let me ask you, being two attractive women, okay, being two attractive women, a lot of people, like I say, I hear the same thing about Ray J. I hear women, oh, he's corny. What is it about Ray J that women seem to be attracted to? What can you pick out something?
He must be a smooth talker. He just know how to put words together right.
Honestly, I don't know. Probably knowing more than the general public, I just look at him and see a big, dirty dick. So I don't see the attraction. But either he got the crazy game or he got crazy dick. Like, it's one of the two. Because it's not even just that. Money and all that other crazy shit. Something's about him, though.
Not even just that. I'm thinking that too. Everybody wants that Kim K effect. So they were like, damn, if this nigga could blow her up, imagine what he could do for me.
Yeah, I believe it.
My taste is going to be better than Kim. Not going to be a pillow princess.
And the crazy thing is that was a once in a lifetime thing. So,
right,
you know,
absolutely.
Girls, don't sit there and think that shit.
Right, they'll all think
crazy.
That they get what happened to Kim K. That's like hitting a lotto. You ain't going to hit it twice. You're going to hit it once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so people think, oh, you know, when one store, you hear that the store down the block produced a lotto winner, then you start going buying your tickets there. Nigga, you ain't going to hit. They're not going to hit again. They hit one.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hit in the same store again. So you missed your opportunity. But a lot of people think that, since Ray J, look what he did for Kim Kardashian. You know what I mean? But two totally different things. So Amber was asked about it because, as you know, Amber put it out in public that she wanted to get back with Wiz Khalifa.
Uh-huh.
But Wiz did not give Amber Rose back the same reaction. I mean, so Wiz kind of like, you know, it was from what I'm hearing, Amber got with Wiz. They had a talk. She wanted to get back together. Wiz said, basically, no, I just think we should just be cool and raise our son together. But he wasn't with doing the marriage thing over with, you know, putting the marriage back together. So now.
So now her ego is bruised and she got to go on the only fucking spree.
Right, so now she's doing it. She went out, and of course, right on time. Here's old right on time. Start calling him right old time, Ray J.
Mm-hmm.
Right on time, and he said
right
they asked
rubbing
him what.
Back of her bald head. What's wrong, Greg?
Exactly. He said they asked him what did he say
I'm
to her, and he said,
you.
And it's funny. He ironically said something about time. He told her, I told her timing was everything. So we're gonna keep our eye on those two. You think they make a good couple? Ray J and Amber Rose, is that a good couple?
You know how they do
that
you, like, Ray J can
a
do
fucking
you,
train wreck waiting
girl?
To happen.
That's a train wreck, Ray J and Amber?
Hell
yep.
Yeah. And first, and let's not forget, I don't care what nobody say, Princess Love is not out the picture, so that's going to be some real ratchet, fire ratchet shit for your ass right there. I can't wait.
Right. And we're going to, speaking of the greatest reality show ever, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Rich Dollaz is moving to Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. He's going to be on the next season. He's now apparently dating Monique Slaughter,
who
is the crazy baby mama of Lil Fizz. I mean,
Lord have mercy.
So Richie is over.
I'm going to be honest. I stopped watching Love and Hip Hop New York as soon as they started announcing the new cast each season. And
right.
Nobody was readily identifiable. I was like,
right.
Who the fuck are these people? Like, after
right.
that, I was just like, oh, I'm officially uninterested because I literally, they went around the corner and got the chick from my sister's high school. I'm straight. What the fuck's going on? So it's like, I
right.
hear people talking about, you know, MC fucking Shaheen and all this other shit. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? Like, what is going on?
No. Chris Brown, is it homage or disrespect? Now, everyone knows that Chris Brown, the rumor has it, and it was never ever proven, and Jay-Z never really answered the question, but it has been known since, you know, Chris Brown beat up Jay-Z's boo-thang Rihanna. Jay-Z has not really had any sort of love for Chris Brown. I don't think they've ever even had a full conversation, according to Jay-Z, since then. And everyone, the rumor was that Jay-Z, when Chris Brown first got out of that, he couldn't get a record deal. People weren't playing his records. You know, he was pretty much in the doghouse until after that Michael Jackson tribute. So Chris Brown, is it homage or disrespect that he put Beyonce as his WCW last Wednesday? And,
ooh.
Of course, the Beehive tried to drag him through Twitter because he put Beyonce as his WCW with no explanation whatsoever. He just said, my WCW, and then he sold Beyonce. So he said, but he did put respectively is Beyonce. and that was it. Was that disrespect or shade? I mean, shade, or was he paying homage to Queen B?
I don't know. That sounds like some little slick shit I would do. I'd be like, I'm a poster. You can take it how you want to, how you perceive it. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I personally think it's fucking hilarious. I would have gave him a high five, like, ooh, you funny with that one. Go.
So the Beehive didn't think it was funny. And the Beehive came for Chris Brown. You know, they were posting bees
Why did they not think it was funny, though? You know what I mean? Like, are you choosing to take something personal for motherfuckers that don't even know you exist or give a shit about you? Like,
right.
How is that not funny? Like, people take shit with celebrities too far. One thing I've learned about being in this industry is I never get involved in other millionaires' beef. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to the fucking dollar sign, if there's a big enough contract behind it, Chris Brown, Jay-Z, and fucking Beyonce will do an album together. They may not speak, but you know what? They'll share a track. So that's why people are like, oh, fucking Rihanna's Navy, you know, fucking
don't you say that about the Beehive. They are part of Beyonce's life. You can't tell them nothing different. They're going to come for you. Don't come for the Beehive unless they send for you first.
Mind you, they can't even get past their fucking security, but yet want to sit up there and fight battles and shit. You know what? It's just crazy, though. Like, but why would it be deemed disrespectful?
Listen,
it could have been a compliment.
Listen, don't get it twisted. Them Beehives and them Navy, didn't Rihanna's Navy just get some dudes sent to jail or some shit?
Because that was funny.
Listen, okay, don't play with the Beehive. They will end your life.
I really wish that all the effort that people sit around doing shit like that, imagine what you'd do if you actually applied it to some shit that makes you some fucking money. Like, let's be
exactly.
Real.
You could be out here kings in the world. You're sending people to jail for Rihanna. What the shit?
For Rihanna, right? And I thought, it looked like she was sniffing coke, but that ain't the first time I've heard that. Or, like, it was years ago that I heard Rihanna used to be a fucking snow bunny, so this shit ain't new.
Now, what happened real quickly, because I covered that a little bit. Like, I think what we try to do on the Hot Sugar Instagram is we're trying not to get a story. If I look down Instagram and I see five other media and social media outlets cover it, I don't even bother. I mean, so what was that? I just posted the result, which was people saying that Rihanna was suing for defamation. And then someone said to her, why in the hell are you going to sue somebody? Why the fuck would a millionaire sue somebody who ain't got shit? And then Rihanna found that person and responded and said, for fun. So.
Wow.
She said, for fun. So.
But you know what the thing about it is? It's not defamation if it's fucking true. Let's be real.
She said it was a blunt. She said, everyone can see that was a blunt. It was not coke. You know, I don't smoke coke.
She was a blunt? What rappers are white?
She was busting a cigarette with a blunt or some shit like that.
That's what she said. Now, don't ask me. I am not familiar with drugs. Never have been, never will be. But I don't know. I'm just going on what the woman said. She said it was not.
I know something.
Yeah, we know you know a little something. Was it a blunt?
I see what was going on. She was doing her little thing with her blunt. She was definitely rolling up, though. Maybe she had a little itch in her nose, and the way that she squeezed it maybe looked a little off-putting, but it definitely wasn't no coke she was fucking with. Not at that particular moment, anyway.
Not at that particular moment. Okay. what else we got? Oh, craziness, craziness, craziness. Oh, then we'll just go through a couple of things. Kendall is still carrying on this Amber Rose. Now Kendall's found her way into it. But Kendall just did it on some boss shit. Amber Rose was at a party that Kendall was at, and it was the VIP section. And Kendall pretty much just promptly went and said, hey, you come here. Whoop, called her little. So it was a party she was hosting, and promptly had Amber removed from the VIP section. You know, this dates back to all the stuff going on with Amber, Chloe, you know, and the other girls. So Kendall, without saying a word, got Amber Rose, who thought she was going to chill up in the VIP section with all the ballers. She got her removed from the VIP section.
You know why she did it swiftly and quietly? Because she knew Amber Rose would sat on that ass and box her in. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't going to go over there and hit to Amber and be like, excuse me, bitch, up and out. She wasn't going to do that. Not Kendall.
You know,
if she did,
I would be her number one fucking fan. Because I'd be like, okay, girl, right? I would have instantly became a fucking Kardashian fan with that shit.
She pulled the white card just then. She pulled the white card. That was the white card right there.
Okay, now let's get in really quick. Let's get into this Drake, this kiss with Madonna. Now I can remember Madonna. I remember Madonna over a year ago stating that, or she kept putting it out there, she wanted to make out with Drake, or if I ever get the opportunity, I'm going to kiss him, you know, I'm going to make out with him, such and such and such. Okay, so she got the opportunity. I guess this was a Madonna show. If it wasn't a Madonna show, then it may have been Coachella, because Drake was a headliner at the Coachella.
Yeah, I think it was Coachella.
Yeah, so what happened is Madonna came out there, kissed Drake during one of Drake's shows, and then Drake came during his show. Drake came down with the ill face, looked as though like he, you know, as Ms. O.D. said, was going to toss his cookies from kissing Madonna. So they got that on tape, and then everyone went in stating that Drake was didn't like the kiss or what have you. He came out, of course, and said, told TMZ that, oh, he loved the kiss from Madonna. It was not, he was not disgusted by it, regardless of what all social media wants to believe. He said that if you look at you have to look at the entire video instead of just looking at the picture. I was more in shock of anything of kissing the queen than anything else. He said that there was absolutely nothing wrong with her. Her breath didn't stink. The kiss was great. I was just a little shocked that happened to me.
Liar, liar.
You buy it or you don't buy it?
Of course I don't fucking buy that shit. I saw the whole thing. Okay. I saw the whole thing. At one point, he looked like he wanted to put his hand behind her head, and then she moved it. But I think he was trying to pull her ass off his face. That's what I think. And then after she got up, he looked like he wanted to throw up. I don't believe it. I think he just had to clean it up because they wouldn't put that meme all over the place. He can't go down for making Madonna look bad. So he's at the top of his game. He don't want to fuck that up.
You don't want to do that to the Illuminati queen.
Your CD just came out. What is it? If you're reading this, it's too late and shit. You don't want to do that, right? Nah, you can't be calling the white queen that it was nasty. What? We are appalled.
No, like I said, that was that Illuminati kiss. He finally made it, and when it looked like he was regurgitating something, that was Madonna sucking his soul out.
Word, she was baby bird at that.
Oh my goodness! What else can we talk on? Let me go to Bow Wow real quick. So Bow Wow came out.
Is it true he's living in his mama's basement?
Yeah, that's where we're going. That's where we're going, I did get a tweet. Listen, okay. Bow Wow came out and said that him and Erica, when they lives in, are staying in his mother's, the mansion that he bought his mom years ago. Him and Erica are staying in the basement. Okay. Now, when Bow Wow went on to say, it just makes sense. I want to make sure that my mom stays comfortable for the rest of her life. And even Jermaine, then he went on when people started getting on him, saying Jermaine Dupri did this same thing, years ago. When I saw him do it, I said, I want to set up like that. It's like I have a condo in the bottom of my mom's house. So it's a mansion. I have the condo. It's in the basement. And my mom has the rest of the house. And of course, people are saying, back to Bow Wow's broke. He lost a lot of money. He doesn't have any money. He can't afford a place for him and Erica that is staying with his mom. But do you buy that? But you gotta remember, Jermaine Dupri, I bet you Jermaine Dupri don't live with his mama now. That was years ago when Jermaine Dupri did that. Bow Wow's 30 years old. I understand. If you want your mom to be comfortable, why can't you just go buy the house next to her then? Can't afford to buy the mansion down the street?
If they lived in a brownstone in Brooklyn and they weren't in that same bracket, would you still say the same thing? Or would it not be acceptable? Why, just because he got money, it says he has to buy everybody a mansion? Maybe he's trying to conserve money because Erica Men about to drain his ass dry. Maybe now he's trying to save up for that wedding.
I think the reason why people are probably saying one about it because Bow Wow hasn't been living with his mother. I think that's the big question. Like, you didn't live with your mother before. You had your own crib. So now what's changed? Obviously, maybe the finances.
He had a baby.
That shit's called karma. the same way it was people were talking shit about Maya performing in a strip club and he had to put his 2 cents in. And that shit came back around real quick to his ass. So now people are able to sit there and talk shit about him and nigga, you live with your fucking mama and all this other bullshit. And, you know, that's what that shit is. Fuck him.
Oh, man. We had a great show. We had to hold it down for India. She was not able to appear with us tonight. I want to thank my girls in the Sugar District tonight. Miss Ari Good, of course, and Miss O.D.
Always a good time.
Always a good time. Check us out every Saturday night, 11 p.m. to midnight. So, any parting shots? No, sorry, we don't have time for parting shots. We have to go. See everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in. DollHouseRadio.com. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.